32. And the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission held a workshop on the plan of conservation and development last night at Greenwich High School. And Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line to talk all about it. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well, thank you.
How did it go?
It went wonderfully. I spent about 15 minutes just kind of going over the plan. We met in the Performing Arts Center, which is just a spectacular space, as I'm sure you know. And we had a big presentation up on the big screen there, just kind of going over some of the brief portions of the plan, such as why we have the plan in the first place. It's a requirement of the town charter. And the importance of the plan and how it really spreads across all town departments. It's not just a planning and zoning thing, so to speak. Any capital improvement, for example, when it's presented through the budget process, one of the things they have to note is how that project complies or conforms with the plan of conservation and development. Same thing with municipal improvements and any zoning regulation, and any grant that a department applies for can only be obtained if we have an up-to-date plan. So you can see how it's a far-reaching document. The charter calls for us to determine the most desirable use of land and density of population. And so we have done that, and we've done it through creating a vision statement from the community as a whole, helped us do that. And we then created planning assumptions and guiding principles from that, and then came up with an implementation schedule from there. So we went over all of that in detail, and then we went to the main event, which is to hear what people had to say about the plan. And I think for the most part, and this is true of all of these stakeholder meetings we've had, I think the feedback has been very, very positive. People feel that it is comprehensive and it meets the general consensus of what they have heard themselves and how they feel about their specific topic of or area of interest. So that was very exciting to hear. I think people recognize that there's a lot of hard work that went into this from the community, and that there is a part of what makes a successful plan, I think a very large part, is getting out as much as we can to hear as many different voices as we can. And I think that it was wonderful to hear that people feel that was reflected in the plan. But of course, it is a draft and there's plenty of things to do still. I've been working closely with Pat Sesto, who you know is the Director of Environmental Affairs, and all of the subgroups that she works with, so to speak, such as the Shellfish Commission. And there's an area that we want to add in about water quality issues. So there's some language that she's helped us with there. We have met extensively with people interested in scenic roads. So that's an area that we know we need to update. Conversely, the Greenwich Association of Realtors has met with us throughout the process and has been extremely helpful, helping us with surveys and that kind of thing. And one of the things that they wanted stronger language in about the plan was just making sure that the regulations are not so difficult to understand. I think that's a point that's very well taken. It's not so much how strict the regulations are per se, but since they are really the mouthpiece of the planning and zoning department in many ways, and that they are there to sell the community to people looking to buy in town, it's important that they understand the rules and can explain it to people. So I think we need to get some, do some work there also. We did talk about some of the innovations in the plan, such that we plan to meet with the Planning and Zoning Commission plans to go back to the RTM at least every 2 years. So right now we go through this process every 10 years. We think that's just too much time. The community needs to be able to look back at the vision and look back at this overarching document and make sure that it's still on par with what we expect as the community. We want to have considerably more planning meetings and be able to meet more regularly with the community and be able to get that feedback from them. So we did talk a little bit about how the implementation would work, too, and that seems to be pretty well received, although it's new, so I think people have understandably a bit of trepidation about how that's going to work. But I think overall it was very positive.
All right. So how much of a difference will there be from the draft plan that came out about a month ago to what may be presented to the RTM?
I think there will be considerable change, actually. We released the plan in August knowing that we needed to do some work on it still, for sure. So content-wise and feeling-wise, I think that there won't be very much change, but there's, as I said, there's certain areas that we need to amend and revise and specify the language a little bit more and be more clear. We need to change some of the photographs. And so I think if you looked at a red line document, you would say, my God, there's a lot of change there. And that's fine. But I think the spirit of the plan won't change very much.
Now, Katie, can you clarify here? Does this mean you're going to be coming out with a POCD every 2 years then?
Yes. Yeah. So what we want to do is really kind of keep up on the data analysis that went into a plan like this. And whatever the topic du jour is of the community, we're going to be, that's one of the primary innovations in this plan, is that we want to create, municipal indicators, and part of those municipal indicators is a long range thing that, we will be able to update every year. But there are topics that come up intermittently that we'll need to study. I mean, one of the top ones right now is coastal resiliency and making sure that town assets are protected and that people's personal assets, when they are constructed, are done in such a way that we can call ourselves a resilient community, so to speak. So that's something that we'll be working on. So we do want to be able to go back to the RTM every 2 years. Obviously, it won't be of the same magnitude as what we've just gone through, but that's basically the point. We don't want it to be that magnitude. We want to get planning much more into the forefront of people's minds and have it be a much more regular occurrence.
Okay, so I was going to ask you that, so you answered that question, because that's a lot of work you've put in, so you won't have to do that as much every 2 years. Then.
Right, because we'll just be doing it more continuously. And I think that's the great thing about the plan of conservation and development is we have a decentralized form of government, and this document really is a unifier of that decentralization. So what I mean by that is, you know, we all love the fact that our tax base is what it is in this town. That's one of the main drivers of this community that we're extremely proud of and should be, that we are miles ahead of other communities. And what is it that keeps us there? And a big part of that is our land use decisions. So making sure that everything, you know, that we are on par with each other, that relationship, in other words, between land use decisions and our tax base. And so I think we could do a better job as a community of talking to each other about that relationship and making sure that we're all on the same page there. And I want to use this plan as the way to do that.
All right. So what's the next step?
So the next step is to revise the plan, and then we'll get out a new draft, and that'll be available on the website. Obviously, I'll be emailing all the RTM members again and try to get that out as much as possible. And then we will have another either workshop or planning and zoning meeting, depending on the reaction we get to that, and then ultimately to the RTM.
Okay, and in December, you're hoping?
Yeah, that's the hope, but you know, as I said, there's a lot of feedback that we've received. So the Planning and Zoning Commission has made abundantly clear is that we're not going forward until we're ready. So there's no set deadline other than ASAP. But the important thing is to get consensus and not to put something forward that doesn't have consensus. I mean, that's the whole point of this plan, is that it's written by the community and for the community. So we want to make sure that we've met that fundamental goal.
Okay, and so from a statute or ordinance standpoint for the town, you don't have to come out with this by the end of 2019.
I mean, it would be ideal to do that because, like I said, the grants depend, obtaining grants depend on it, but there is a waiver process in place that we have been and can continue to exercise, but obviously we need to at some point pull the trigger on something, but we want to make sure that we're pulling it on when we're ready.
All right, great. Katie, anything else to add?
No, I would just say their next meeting is September 26th, which is the train station. And I do want to just make a quick point, which is that I know there's a lot of meetings about train stations, but about this project, but it's extremely important that people come to the planning and zoning meeting, because we have a process in place through the charter, and the municipal improvement action takes place through the planning and zoning commission, not through other various entities in town. So I think it's very important that people recognize they need to get their thoughts into the record for us first, because we are the first step. And then, of course, it will ultimately go to the RTM. But I do want to emphasize that just because you're going to meetings and getting your point out, it's extremely important that you do that at the planning and zoning meeting also, just because that's our town process.
All right, great, Katie. Thanks, as always, for joining me this morning. You had a little more energy. I'll give you an hour extra sleep this morning. Good job. Have a great one.
Thanks so much, Tony. Appreciate it.
We'll talk soon. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, talking about last night's workshop.